where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in that desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in,
projects around. My next sound reflects a complex hybrid dialect now. Detect a mesh of many elements compressed down. The melting pot of a super futuristic sound. The combination of a vocal caress with lungs that gasp for breath from emotional stress with special effects. In a distorted collage, carefully lies between beats of a rhythmic barrage. It's going down. The logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's going down. A logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's going down. Sentences altogether venomous. The four elements of natural force projected daily through the sound of the source. Everybody on board as we blend the sword with the pen. The mightiest of weapons swinging right for the chin to elevate mental states long gone with the wind to defend men from shoddy imitation. Pretends it's going down. Style assimilation readily trekking through the weaponry of a pure pedigree. Cleverly seeing through whatever is ahead of me. Whatever the weather be, we advance steadily. It's going down subterrestrial hot. A rhyme regiment that's calling the shots. Execution of collaborative plots ready to bring the separation of style to a stop. It's going down, a logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey now. It's going down.
Put your arms around me. I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me. Fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning. Fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you won't know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Oh, yeah. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you are my flame. Thou givest fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon.
and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare, he gives me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, Daddy, won't you treat him?" To my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever if you live and learn. Fever! Till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn. Lovely way to burn, what a lovely way to burn, what a lovely way to burn.
It's 9:18. Current temperature 39.
Strong is to know what makes me weak, how I am found is to know just whom I seek, the gift of a blessing, the burden of a sin, oh turn, to him. I wanna be ready, I wanna be ready, I wanna be ready, ready to put on my long white robe. Nailed a cross from hand to hand for the sin of every woman and man, and all upon his earth is all within his plan, and I know this shall be my journey. I wanna be ready, I wanna be ready, I wanna be ready, ready to put on my long white robe, ready, I wanna be ready, I wanna be no silver, or covet no gold, reach your empty hands for him to hold up in his kingdom, glory shall be proclaimed, oh sing the song. Thank you.
my long white robe.
I had a friend named Bill Campbell. He used to rob, steal, and gamble. And on the side he'd beg, so he mopped up. I told him he shouldn't do it, and Campbell told me he knew it. So he started begging with a bucket instead of a cup. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 Well, Campbell fluffed his duff when he wore a tuxedo to the country club. He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Yoda boy. Oh, Yoda. I met his old gal Sadie. She said, have you seen Bill lately? I said, I don't believe that he's about. She went down to the jail. She went down to take him his mail. Then she whispered, Sheriff, please don't let him out. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 Bob Campbell's put away. Sadie's with the sheriff every day. He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. The inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl is pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow. We burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from northwest east side.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned,
come on,
get it started,
come on,
get it started.
Soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it. Step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we move it.
Yo, everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it, yeah. Get stupid,
I'm out.
Get started,
I'm out.
Get started,
yeah.
Get started.
Time, y'all can't stand still, twist and bang your spine.
Just
bob your head like me, Apple D, up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy, loud and sick, your mind fast, no more on another head trip.
So
come them now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic.
Everybody, everybody,
yeah.
Let's get into it. Get stoked,
come on.
Get started,
come on.
Get started,
get started.
Let's get it started.
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running.
We good to go?
All I knew this morning when I woke is I know something now, know something now I didn't before. And all I've seen since 18 hours ago is green eyes and freckles and your smile in the back of my mind making me feel bad. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know.
And we're back.
What up?
This is the Jake and Joe Show.
That's me.
At WCGR 88.5 FM, the Underground, here at Concordia University of Chicago. How's it going, Joe?
Excellent. How are you?
I couldn't complain. Couldn't complain.
How was your Monday?
Oh, you know, it's phenomenal. Woke up at like 5:30 a.m., picked some people up from, you know, separate locations.
You know, I wish I could have sympathy for you, but I just don't. For about 2 months, I had to get up at 5 a.m. every day.
So. I hear you. So, it's cool. I didn't get a nap today, so this show might be a little draining. And I probably will get through it, though. Probably. Not making any bets or anything. So, yeah, you want to begin?
Sure. What are we beginning with?
All right. So we're going to start with last Monday, the 25th.
I'm still trying to get to that spot.
We did not have anything scheduled. That's how big of a day it was.
Last Monday was big?
Yeah, it was super big because we had nothing scheduled. All right?
Okay. Now I'm where we need to be.
I don't know what I just did. I just messed up, though. Here we go. The 26th, though, softball. Played North Central twice.
I'm at the wrong spot.
You're at the wrong spot.
Yeah.
March 26th.
Yeah, clicked on the calendar. We need to do this. We're so unprofessional here.
I mean, I'm there, so I'll just talk.
You can just talk, I'll commentate.
You'll hopefully catch up while
I'm trying to catch up.
In the doubleheader, North Central took the first one 1-10 in 5 innings, and they took the second one 0-12 in 5 innings. I heard a comment from a softball player that said, it's like we hadn't ever played softball before. That's just a scary thought.
It was that bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's still early, though, and it's been, like, at least 2 weeks since our last game. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be rocky, especially in the very beginning where there's, like, 2 weeks in between each game.
Yeah, I mean... And the beginning of the season is always kind of weird because you're in practice mode for so long. And then once you get into actual games, it's kind of a weird... It feels weird for a little bit.
Yeah, agreed. And then the next day they play Dominican. And going back to the Dominican road rivalry...
Yes.
We should actually not do that for softball and baseball because apparently they don't play over there.
No, I think we talked about this a little last week. Like, they have a different field.
Yeah.
That's really far away.
Yeah. So yeah, that would have to change. Yeah. But I've always wanted to go over there and hang out in their library. Have you ever seen their library?
Where? Dominican?
Yeah.
No. I've heard actually it's nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've
never been over there because I don't do libraries much.
Yeah, I'm not a connoisseur of libraries.
Right. But yeah, I heard it was really nice.
I love our library here late. At night.
Really?
When we're going in the basement. Have you ever been in the basement like late at night?
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
It's a little creepy, but it's also like you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere.
About to learn lots.
Yeah, so ready to learn.
Right, right. I mean, it's a library.
Feel so like away from everything.
No, I feel that, yeah. All right, so then back to softball.
Yes.
They lost to Dominican 1-2. That was heartbreaking. And then they lost to Dominican 5-7.
Those double loss days.
Double loss days right there.
Double loss days.
Yeah.
Those got to be rough.
Yeah. The 28th, the JV softball team, they beat College DuPage. This was a JV baseball game for us, a varsity baseball game for them.
That's interesting.
Yeah, right? We won 6-7 in 10 innings, 6-5 in 10 innings. and 4-2. So, two shout-outs to Nicholas Barnhill, who pitched two innings, no hits. Saw six batters, sat them all down.
Nice.
And then also Rob Locke, who had two shutout innings as well. So
he is awesome.
Rob Locke?
He's like the best pitcher on the team right now, isn't he?
I mean, he's pitching JV.
Oh, yeah. Well, never mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
His name stood out for some reason. All right. I'm thinking of someone else.
And then men's track finished 7th, and women's track finished 7th at the Augustana Easter Open.
They don't say how many there were?
I
can click on it.
Okay, you're going to click on it?
I'm going to go ahead and do that. Oh, never mind, doesn't tell you.
All right.
Because 7th, like, doesn't sound great.
7th doesn't sound good at all.
But
no,
if there are, like, 20 teams there, then that could be awesome.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't say. It's like a dead end right there. It's like, rah, dead end. And then, what happened on Saturday?
Which one's Saturday? The 30th?
The 30th, yes.
There was a baseball game against Benedictine. They lost that one 2-3. And that was a doubleheader, obviously. And then they lost the second one 7-17.
Ooh.
That's a rough one.
That is a rough one.
Is Benedictine good at baseball?
I'll look up their blah, 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 ranking schedule right now. They are 11-4 overall.
What are we?
3-1 in conference. We'll go over that in a minute.
Okay. Then that same day, softball had two games. They won the first one 1-0 against Alverno. They lost the second matchup that day 3-4. I actually talked to the pitcher for the softball team, Sam, and she said that was a really frustrating day because they're not a very good team, Alverno. That should have been a win.
Agreed. And then what was our next athletic event?
Today...
No, we didn't have anything today. It's tomorrow. They changed it.
What?
They changed it till tomorrow.
They moved it to tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, then tomorrow the baseball team has a doubleheader versus Rockford.
Okay.
And the softball team has a doubleheader versus Aurora.
All right. Aurora's picked to be the number one team.
Are those both here?
Yes,
they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, both here. So hopefully we can get some fans out there.
Hopefully the weather is nice for that so that more people come out.
Yeah.
I plan on being there.
They don't actually have a time for the... Oh, there it is.
They got one. I'm seeing one for
one
and
the
baseball
three.
And three for softball.
So that's going to be a pretty busy day tomorrow on campus.
I hope so.
And then men's baseball on Wednesday play North Central College at 3. And then Thursday, the track team goes to Lewis. What about Friday?
Friday, men's track is at Chicagoland Championship against Lewis.
Okay.
Is that right? Is that not what you just said?
Yep. That's Thursday and Friday.
Oh, yeah. And then women's track is at Chicagoland Championships as well against Lewis.
And then Saturday is a packed house Saturday.
Oh, wow, that's a long list of stuff.
Men's tennis starts the day off at 10 a.m. They play Edgewood College. The tennis team's currently 1-0, so give it up for them when you
undefeated.
See them. And then baseball plays Maranatha Baptist. That is a home game, it looks like. Yeah. And men's tennis is actually home. So go out and support the Cougars in there.
Got a lot of home stuff on Saturday. So
softball then plays Concordia University, Wisconsin. That's away.
Yes.
And then the men's and women track team are still at the Chicagoland Championships at Lewis. And then men's tennis plays Marion home at 2. And then baseball again.
Baseball's got a doubleheader, but I don't have a time for that.
The second game will be as followed, the first game. And then Sunday. Sunday.
I'm not seeing Sunday.
And actually, the 6th is a visit day for the undergraduate admissions. So, the 6th is going to be one crazy day on campus. Yeah, I would try to avoid the cafeteria around noon. I just have a feeling there's going to be a lot of people in the cafeteria.
How do those generally go for you? Because you're a pretty huge part of that.
Yeah, I mean, I give tours and, you know.
How do you sell the school? What's your pitch?
I don't have a pitch. I don't have a pitch at all, I promise.
If you were to see me while you were giving a tour and I said, "Hey, Jake, I love Concordia," would that be a positive or would that look fake? Or if I just came and gave you a big hug?
If you did that, first, I think the family that I was with would probably laugh.
They would laugh?
Yeah, it would be funny.
Okay.
It would definitely be funny.
So it would be a positive.
I'd turn it into a positive.
Right.
Because you could turn any situation
because
into a positive.
Because then you could bring up how that's my friend Joe, who I have a radio show with.
And how we're such a close family together.
I wasn't going to go that direction, but you could do that. I was going to talk about how, you know, we have this radio show, and there's so many other opportunities like that.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, "Whoa, Concordia's loaded."
Concordia's loaded. that's what I think she'd say, or he.
Whoever it is.
Yeah. And then Sunday, softball, Milwaukee School of Engineering at 12. Baseball at Lakeland College. So softball's home on Sunday. They have a doubleheader against MSOE. And then next week, we'll talk about that later. Okay, here we go. Baseball standings for the conference, all right?
Okay.
Number one team right now.
Concordia.
Rockford.
Dang.
They're at 2-0.
Oh, in conference.
In conference. Well, okay. Right now, they're 4-10 overall.
I hate that so much.
Benedictine's 3-1 in conference. Overall, they're 11-4. Aurora's 3-1 in conference. Overall, they're 9-6. Edgewood's 1-1. Overall, they're 3-13. Concordia, Wisconsin's 1-1. They are currently 1-10.
Ouch.
Dang. MSOE, they're 1-3. Overall, they're 5-5.
Mm-hmm.
Dominican, they're 1-3. Currently, they're 5-13. Wisconsin Lutheran, 0-0. They're 6-3. Marion, 0-0. They're currently 6-4. Lakeland, 0-0. And they're 4-5. Maranatha, 0-0. They're 2-3. How do you only play 5 games so far?
How many have we played? We are like double digits, aren't we?
Not yet.
Oh.
We are at 0-2.
In conference?
Yes. And 10-13. No, 10-3 overall.
I was going to say, how has someone not played?
10-3 overall right now. We're 10-3.
That's awesome.
But we're last place in conference.
I hate conference.
I agree.
That's so like in the NFL, there was one year where I think it was the Chiefs. They went undefeated in their conference, but didn't make the playoffs because someone else in their conference had a better record.
Or didn't the Seattle Seahawks make the playoffs with a
7-9 record?
Yeah,
it's messed up.
Yeah,
anyone can do it. I mean,
oh, that's so bad.
That's what I don't like about standings.
And, if you look at our conference, the conference isn't that strong.
Right.
There are two teams with double-digit wins right now.
Mm-hmm.
Us and Benedictine.
Right.
And then...
But neither of them are the number one conference.
No.
So what is...
The team that is number one is 4-10 overall.
Yeah.
So,
it's just weird.
Agreed. Yeah. that's so. All right, and then for softball,
I'm gonna go through all that.
We are currently fifth place right now.
Out of how many?
13.
Good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fifth place, Concordia stands at 1-3 in conference, but 4-12 overall. The teams that are above us, Dominican, they're 4-0, 12-4 overall. Aurora, 1-1, 9-3 overall. Averno, 1-1, 7-3. Benedictine, 1-1, 5-7. some point to turn out, I mean, some point to show is that it's still way early in conference tourney.
Right.
Conference regular season.
It always kind of, it'll even itself out. I'm sure.
Right, yeah. Especially with tomorrow, we're playing Rockford, and they're 4-10, so it'll even out. It'll even out.
Yeah.
Right now, though, the Concordia men's tennis team, they're currently fourth. They haven't played anyone in conference yet, but they're 1-0.
The tennis team?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
But I'm looking at the...
Just like the Chicago Cubs.
I'm looking at other schools. Edgewood has played 19 matches.
Already?
Yeah. They're 2-17 overall.
Why don't we... Haven't we played anything?
I don't get that. How are you 2-17 overall, but you're 1-1 in conference?
I just got lucky one of the conference games then.
Apparently.
Or tournaments or whatever.
They have the most games right now. Concordia, Wisconsin has 3-8 overall, and they're 0-0 in conference, so.
I'm tired. I keep yawning.
Come on, Joe. You didn't even wake up that early.
I didn't. I got up at 7 o'clock this morning. It was wonderful.
That's like sleeping good.
It is.
So, yeah, I can't really talk about track, men's and track, men or women's track team. But if you're on the track team, please call in. Tell us how your season's going. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. Joe, how was your Easter?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I went to my aunt and uncle's house, who I'm not very fond of. And
you just said that on air.
I know.
Okay.
They don't listen. Because they don't care about me, and I don't care about them, so it's okay.
Wow.
They're, no. They, no. They, my grandpa got remarried to this lady.
Yeah.
And it's her children.
Oh.
And then now my grandpa passed away like 5 years ago, so we have literally no ties to them anymore.
Gotcha.
We have really no reason to be spending Easter with them. And they're just really irritating people, and I don't care for them at all. So that was my Easter. How was yours?
It was great. My my sister is actually in Dominican Republic right now on spring break. So my mom and grandma came here, and that was really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We went to like places that they don't have in Michigan, like Gene and Jude's, a double dog with fries.
Ooh.
We went to Grandma Sally's for breakfast. Then we went to Gene and Jude's for lunch and dinners. Then we went to Peterson's Ice Cream.
Mm-hmm.
All good places.
That sounds like it.
And then we had Sodexo for Easter brunch.
Your family eat Sodexo for Easter brunch.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the best choice. But, you know.
Did they call you telling you that, like, their stomachs hurt? Because that food definitely does take some getting used to.
It does. They mostly had salads. I didn't even tell them to. They just went over there.
They just knew that.
My grandma did have, and I also did too, biscuits and gravy. But, you know,
And gravy are typically okay.
That's the South thing in us. So, let's see. Also, I got a new car over break.
You got a car?
So, yeah. Yeah, I got
what
a car.
What kind of car?
It's a Toyota 2008 Yaris. So.
Is that a nice car?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's small, compact.
Good.
Yeah.
I like compact cars. Compact cars.
How yeah. Do you say it? I'm not really sure.
Is there like a way
I
to
don't
say that?
Judge people, especially on their speaking. I have no room to judge people on speaking. So.
I like smaller cars.
I
feel more in control.
I'm not like a big person. But I'm kind of tall sometimes, depending on who I'm standing next to. So I don't want to be like, I don't know. It kind of feels cool to feel like a giant. I'm sure Shaq would not agree. But you know,
yeah, he would not think you're a giant.
Well, no, I mean he would not agree that it's cool to be a giant sometimes.
Oh, Shaq, I feel like does like it all the time. But there are definitely some people that probably don't.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like Shaq, his personality, he likes being as huge as he is.
Joe, we got to pose this question right now.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, we're going to jump pages.
All right.
I want to do this earlier. I totally forgot. It's April Fool's Day.
Yes, it is.
I want people to call in and tell us about their April Fools. Best April Fools they've ever been
pulled. I'm surprised that we haven't gotten an April Fools call yet.
Yeah, where's Jake Wallace?
Jake Wallace. They were a week early on that joke.
Yeah, like, come on.
God.
But I really want someone to call in and tell us about the best April Fool's joke they've been pranked on or the best April Fool's that's happened ever to them.
I've honestly never had a good April Fool's joke played on me.
Me neither.
Never.
I once went running into my mom and dad's room and said, the house is on fire, get out.
Did they panic?
And they kind of got up really quickly, and then I was like, April Fool's, and they're like, Jacob, that's not funny. And I was like, you're
kinda
right.
Funny. It was kind of funny.
No, it wasn't really funny, I promise. I got, like, trouble. I don't know why I'm laughing right now. It wasn't a good time in my life.
It's kind of a stupid story.
It wasn't a good time.
It's a funny story because it was a bad joke, and you know, you look back on it and laugh.
You have no April Fool's jokes.
Nothing good.
Well, I really wanted to not go to class and then email my professors today and be like, hey, I really thought it was a joke that we had to be back in school the day after Easter. So April Fools, you got me. And then, like, not show up for class. But I didn't do that.
No.
That would have been really good, though.
That would have been kind of funny. The teacher would have chuckled.
I mean, this is a Lutheran institution or Christian, however you want to look at it, as some tie in faith. And I feel like we shouldn't have had school today.
I have to agree. I mean, honestly, I don't need a lot of time off before Easter. I would like a day or two off after it, though.
Well, I think they have to give us off Thursday.
They have to? Oh, because Maundy Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that makes sense. But I really just need that Monday. It would have been really nice to hang out with my family all night last night and then come back this morning.
Agreed. So if they could have had classes canceled till noon today.
That would have been fine.
Like,
although I don't think you can really do that.
You can. You can.
Can you do that sometimes?
They've done that before.
They'll just cancel classes at a certain point in the day.
They've had classes that will be canceled from like 4 on. You remember those? Or well, like noon on.
That was for a snow day, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, this is a holiday.
Okay, but they didn't plan on doing that, though.
Okay, we'll plan on it next time.
I wouldn't do that if I was in charge of a school. But I would have liked today off. Not for, you know, I just don't want to go to school. Like, you jamming out?
Maybe a little. Jamming? Miley Cyrus, you know?
Is that Miley Cyrus? I like her.
You know, she came out about hating, like, most of the songs that she's done.
She said she doesn't like the music
that
she's made?
Yeah, she doesn't.
As she's getting older, I think she's finally, like...
Growing up?
Well, yeah, obviously, but I think she's kind of getting to the point where she's like, I'm not just this cutesy Disney thing.
Yeah.
She seems like she's trying to become, like, Christina Aguilera or something.
Yeah. Yeah. That really spoke to me.
Christina Aguilera?
That hit me deep, yeah.
Did that hit you?
That hit me, yeah.
Is that an eye-opener?
I was like, wow, my eyes are open now. Thank you, Joe Brown. Opening my eyes right now. I really want to know who's listening. So if you're listening and you don't want to call in, please...
You could tweet us. You could Facebook us.
Facebook us.
Text me.
Text us.
Or you could call in and be like, hey, I'm listening.
Bye.
And just, I just want to know that people are hearing my voice right now.
And then just tell Morgan. Just be like, oh, Morgan, hi. So that number is 708-488-4242. Or if you live on campus, that number is just 4242 from your campus phone. But yeah, just give us like a little shout out.
Anything at all.
Yeah, my phone has not vibrated in a couple of minutes. That means people aren't listening. I'm sure that's what that means anyways.
Clearly.
Okay, Joe, you ready? The moment of truth.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to the tourney that Maxwell did.
I got tagged in a handful of posts.
I did too. Did you vote for any of those?
I did.
So I don't know what happened to that, but, you know, whatever. I really want to know your opinion on Jolly Ranchers. Do you like Jolly Ranchers?
Not a fan.
I'm a huge fan. Except I have my favorite flavors.
I do have a favorite flavor.
What is it?
Blue.
Really? Blue is actually, like, my least favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the only one I like.
Blue and green. I cannot stand blue raspberry, and I cannot stand green apple.
You don't like green? That's the second best one.
No. Watermelon and grape are the best ones.
Grape is gross.
And then cherry is, like, medicine, but it's still tolerable.
Oh, I disagree completely. I'm just not a fan of Jolly Ranchers.
I don't understand what's wrong with you.
I love it.
It was just Easter. Tootsie Rolls?
Tootsie Rolls, they're my favorite thing ever. I was just having this discussion with one of my roommates today. If you pick almost any candy, and you're like, that's like the best candy, I'll think about it and be like, you're right, that is the best candy. Because I said that today, I was like, Tootsie Rolls are like the best. And he's like, yeah, they are. But then like a week ago, I also said, like, Swedish Fish are like the best candy ever. And he was like, you're right, Swedish Fish are awesome, they're like the best.
Swedish Fish are the best.
They're not, though.
Oh, we got a caller. No yes! way. We yes! have a caller. All right. Yeah, Morgan. Oh, here they are, here we people. Are. Hello. Welcome to the Jake and Joe Show.
Hello?
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 I'm pregnant with Joe's baby.
It's who?
Pregnant with your baby.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
I'm pregnant with Joe's baby.
Oh, gosh. I was hoping this wouldn't get out.
Joe's going to have a baby.
Oh, gosh.
You're going to be kicked out of campus, bro.
Can you
Joe, why did you try and keep it a secret?
Ooh, that's embarrassing. Can you really get kicked out of campus?
Is this an April Fool's joke?
I'm just kidding. It's Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh, it's an April Fool's joke. You
hey,
got
guys.
Us.
That's
the first
I know
April
I was
Fool's
listening, and you guys said you needed April Fool's jokes, so...
Ah, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, man. So you have any April Fool's jokes?
Not really. I mean, today, this year was a pretty light year on April Fool's jokes, so...
Have you ever been pranked on something, though?
You lived on a floor where there was a lot of
pranks really.
Last year.
Not really. I remember... What'd you say?
Didn't you live on a floor last year where there were lots of pranks, or was that someone else?
No, there was. I mean, it wasn't April Fool's, but there was one where... I think it was Rob's room, actually. They had their fan blowing into the room, and people ran around the back and threw powder into the room, and it literally went all over the room and made it look like it snowed.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
That was a good one.
I remember in grade school doing the whole put the chalk in the eraser, and then the teacher goes to erase the board.
And it writes more.
It writes more. I feel like I came up with that one.
I never heard of that. That's awesome.
I've done that
You've
one.
Never heard of that?
I never, yeah.
Dude, that's a classic, bro.
That is. Do you have any more?
Not that I could think of off the top of my head. I mean, those are just...
All right. Mike, it was just
up?
Easter. Did you get any Jolly Ranchers?
Did I have any Jolly Ranchers?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
All right, well, if you were to pick, which flavor would be your favorite flavor of Jolly Ranchers?
Easily blue raspberry.
That is so gross.
Thank you, Mike.
Wow.
It's by far the best.
Blue raspberry.
Yeah, it's the only one that doesn't taste like medicine.
Yeah, man.
Watermelon doesn't taste like medicine.
It tastes like watermelon medicine.
I've never had watermelon medicine.
You haven't
watermelon does not taste good unless you eat watermelon.
Yes.
Really?
Like, any flavor of watermelon, I dislike.
Yeah, the watermelon flavor is weird. It doesn't taste like watermelons.
All right. I'll have to take your word for it, I guess.
What about Tootsie Rolls? You like Tootsie Rolls, Mike?
Tootsie Rolls?
Yes.
Have I ever had?
Do you like Tootsie Rolls?
Well, Morgan says that she ate all your Tootsie Rolls, so...
Oh, no!
Oh,
I did put them out in my apartment and say they're for
actually,
the game.
Actually, Mac and Butch ate them all.
That's a tough loss, man.
Why aren't they hiding in Cole's room?
No, they're running around right now, actually.
Oh, man. Well, no one understands what we're talking about now.
Nope.
No one knows who Mac and Butch are.
Nobody has to know.
Alright.
Alright.
Well, thanks for calling, Mike.
Thanks for calling,
no
Mike.
No problem, guys. You guys have a good night.
You too.
I'll see you later, Joe.
Yep.
I hope he was done.
Huh? It sounded like he almost was trying to say something. I'll ask him later.
Maybe he'll text you.
Probably.
I'm glad someone's listening.
Yeah. Well, and then
if he's listening, I'm sure apartment's someone else probably listening. Yeah. Which means my floor is just stinking again tonight.
There's no basketball on tonight, is there?
College? Yeah. No.
Speaking of basketball, did you see that injury?
Oh my gosh.
That was...
Are you talking about the Dwayne Johnson injury?
Not Dwayne Johnson.
Darn it. Almost had you, man.
Well, that was almost like an April Fool's
joke. Kevin Ware's injury.
That was like the most gruesome injury I've ever seen.
Agreed. Initially, I didn't see it.
I didn't either. I just heard everyone in the living room go, oh my gosh!
Yeah. And then CBS, I think that's who it was, CBS never replayed it.
They didn't? I thought they did.
I continued watching the game, but never saw the replay.
I thought they did immediately afterward and then didn't do it again because it was just disgusting.
And so, yeah, it was really disgusting. I feel really bad. ESPN actually posted something. I'm going to try to find it. But it was really nice.
Like something for him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a collage of three pictures. Because he had his surgery. He went successful.
He had immediately surgery, yeah.
And now there's a picture of him, like, walking.
Already?
Or not walking. He was probably on a crutch. Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is a medical miracle.
Yeah. And then, I don't know if you were on Twitter yesterday or if you even looked.
The prayers for Ware or something?
Yeah, there were a ton of celebrities.
There was a huge outpour of support.
LeBron.
Everyone.
Carmelo, Kobe, Shaq, I believe.
Just tons.
James Harden. Just like a bunch of people in the league saying, like, good luck.
Get better.
Get better. Yeah. It was crazy.
Because he's a pretty solid player, too.
He's only a sophomore, too.
Yeah. They probably had a possible NBA future.
I think he's not done.
I don't think he's done, but I doubt he makes the NBA now.
I think someone picks him up. Because Eric LeGrand got drafted.
Who's Eric LeGrand?
The Rutgers player that became paralyzed from the waist down. Waist down, I'm pretty sure.
He didn't get drafted.
Yes, he did. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He didn't get drafted. He signed a one-day contract.
Nope. He got drafted.
I'm looking that up.
Look it up right now.
I don't believe you.
That's fine by me. I don't care. I promise he got drafted.
That was an amazing story on ESPN they did about him, too.
He's a really good inspiration.
Because he's walking now, too, isn't he?
I think he's almost walking. But in the Louisville game last night, after Ware went down, mm-hmm. the three players by the that were right by that bench just fell to the ground. Like, they saw him, and they were like...
Oh, watching the bench? See there?